Every month on The Record on KUOW, Washington State Poet Laureate Elizabeth Austin joins us to share poetry from around the Pacific Northwest. Austin told Marcy Silman that for today's poetry segment, she reached out to local poets for help.
A few months ago, I put out an informal call and I asked local poets to send me work they'd written in response to the Black Lives Matter movement. Anastasia Tolbert, who's a writer and performance artist in town, sent me the poem I want to share with you today.
So what drew you to this particular poem?
This one is in the form of a dramatic monologue. It's a Black mother speaking to her sons, trying to figure out what she can say that will keep them safe. And to my ear, it captures the insanity of the predicament parents of Black sons face. So it's called What to Tell My Sons After Trayvon Martin, After Michael Brown, After Medgar Evers, After, and Before. Here's Anastasia Tolbert.
What to tell my sons after Trayvon Martin, after Michael Brown, after Medgar Evers, after, and before? Hey, sons, don't walk in public. Don't walk in public wearing a hoodie or jeans or T-shirts or red or blue or ball caps. Wear a yellow polo shirt and designer khakis. Be like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I don't know where we'll find the money for the khakis and the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air polo shirt, but that's what you need to do. Do not wear sneakers or Vans or high tops or low tops or sandals, because you know what? You can't run from the cops in sandals. My sons, sweet babies, don't smile. Don't frown. Don't say anything. Please say all the right things. Don't be intelligent, but don't be too dumb. Do not grow out your hair. Do not carry a pick. Do not carry a comb. Do not wear a bandana. Do not twist your hair. Do not wear locks. Do not carry a brush. Do not wear braids or cornrows. Do not wear a ponytail. Sons, do not use your hands to talk. Do not put your hands in your pocket. Don't cross your arms. Don't extend your arms. Don't have big hands. And by all means, do not have small fingers. Do not run. Do not walk slow. Do not walk fast. Do not laugh loudly. Never, ever laugh loudly with your friends. Don't laugh loudly with your friends of more than three in any neighborhood. Especially a suburb, especially outside, especially after dark in your hoodie, especially on the sidewalk, especially on the street, especially in a store, especially outside a store. Sons, please don't do this, especially at the park. If a police person follows you closely, I love you, sons, but you gotta slow down. Not too slow, though. If they pull you over, sweet babies, say with a slow stutter, your name is Toby. Tell them you are willing for them to be your massa. Cry, but not too much. And ask at this point, beg with all your heart. Beg for forgiveness. Move like a turtle. Repeat every step you are taking. Quote one scripture or two from the Bible. Say you love the Lord and that you only date Black girls. Lie to them. Tell them your father is a janitor in Alabama. I love you, sons. If it's okay, get your ID out slowly. Slowly out of your wallet. Note, if you forget your wallet, you will be shot. If you talk too fast, you will be shot. If you walk too slow, you will be shot. If you move too slow, you will be shot. If you move too fast, you will be shot. I love you. Text me when you get home from school.
That's Anastasia Tolbert with her poem, What to Tell My Sons After Trayvon Martin, After Michael Brown, After Medgar Evers, After, and Before. It's almost impossible to speak after hearing that poem because you realize what a catch-22 situation these boys are in and what their parents must be going through.
That's what drew me to it, the way it captures that there's no right move. There's no right clothes to wear. There's no right pace. it captures that craziness. And Anastasia told me that she has two sons, 16 and 20, and that this conversation about how her sons need to edit themselves to try to stay safe starts really early.
Some people are at work thinking about their children, wondering if they had a good day. I'm thinking about that in addition to, are they going to be safe today? Is it okay if they stay after school and hang out? In thinking about dinner table conversations, I know they're not the same. And that is, it's heart-wrenching. And at the same time, I feel like allies should step up and say, maybe I should listen to this conversation and talk about it. But I'm not necessarily seeing that happen. And I guess my point with the poem, too, is Black lives have been mattering. Like, my thing is, this is my protest. I've been a mother for 20 years. None of this information is new. It's just now being publicized and being more out there. But I've always had to worry about my child being racially profiled. I've always had to worry about my children being treated differently. It's part of their upbringing.
You'll find more links to information about Anastasia Tolbert at our website, kuow.org. Elizabeth Austin, thank you so much.
Thanks, Marcy.